is the Capricorn FM podcast.
This grade 12 lesson is proudly brought to you by the Department of Education. Working together, we can do more providing quality education.
Good evening, grade 12 business studies learners, as well as Capricorn FM listeners. I am Mr. Mashan KD, an educator at Texila Secondary School. Today's topic is going to be based on forms of ownership, criteria contributing to the success or failure of each form of ownership. Today, we are going to learn about forms of ownership, and our focus is going to be on criteria contributing to the success and failure of form of ownership. And today we are doing the following criteria based on forms of ownership. Remember that we've got several criteria, but this year, as per exam guide, we're going to do only five. We are excluding capacity. We're doing management, taxation, capital, division of profits, and legislation. Remember that as per our 2021 exam guide, we are not doing capacity. We are doing only five of them, of which is management, taxation, capital, division of profits, and legislation. And I want us to start with factors that contribute to the success or failure of a sole trader. Factors that contribute to the success or failure of a sole trader. I'm going to start with management factor. The success or failure of sole trader in terms of management. I'm starting with the success and then failures. With regards to management, sole trader has one owner, so there are no disagreements. So the success of this business in terms of management, it has one owner and there are no disagreements. Remember that the other forms of ownership with regards to management, some have 1 to 10, 2 to 20, but with this one, sole trader, it has only one owner and there are no disagreements. Can make quick decisions without having to consult others. Understand? That's why we're saying this form of ownership in terms of management, this points are success. We say it's a success because this business is owned by one owner. More often, there will be no disagreements. And then the owner can make quick decisions without consulting others. And the failure, owner has to do all the administration. The bad thing about sole trader with regards to management is that as the owner, you have to do all the administration, management, and decision making in the business. An owner has to rely on own decision and could make incorrect ones. So you are the only decision maker in the business, and sometimes you can make incorrect decisions. Right, and then the second one, taxation. The success of Sole Trader with regards to taxation is that owner only taxed on profits in personal capacity. It means in this case, the business is not taxed, but the owner is taxed on personal capacity. And then also, tax, it depends on how much income the owner earns. His or her tax rate may be lower than the company tax rate. If the owner earns below a certain threshold amount per year, no income tax is payable and the business profits are thus not taxed. And failure, if profits get too big, may end up paying high tax in personal capacity. So if business make more money, the owner will end up paying high tax. Another failure is that failure by the owner to comply with personal income tax regulations could lead to substantial financial penalties imposed by SARS. So if the owner fail to comply with personal income tax regulations, could lead to substantial financial penalties imposed by SARS. So it is the responsibility of the owner to make sure that he pays tax regularly to avoid penalties. Right, and then the third factor is capital. And the success of Sole Trader with regards to capital is that capital can be carefully spent and managed. The owner may be able to borrow money from financial institutions, especially if he or she has assets that can be used as security for a loan. So the owner can borrow money from the bank, especially if the owner has assets that he can use them as security when he applies for a loan. And failure is that profits may not be large enough for expansion, or the owner cannot appoint people with large salaries. So as the owner, because it's a small business most of the time, you might not manage to hire people with large salaries. An owner responsible for any capital borrowed. Another one, division of profits. The success of Sole Trader with regards to division of profit is that the owner receives all profits from the business, which can lead to capital growth. So the business, the profit of the business belongs to the owner. Remember, a Sole Trader is one man business. Therefore, when we make profit, we take everything. And the owner may use profit to expand the business. And failure, the owner needs to budget carefully so that business debts are covered. So you have to do budget so that you are able to cover everything for the business. So you must budget and use money wisely. If the owner does not make a profit, the income and livelihood of the owner may be affected. The owner is personally liable for the loss of the business. profit may not cover all the business debts, owner may decide not to expand. So this is the failure in terms of division of profit. And lastly, under sole trader legislation, the success of sole trader with regards to legislation is that it is easy or inexpensive to start. So this kind of business, it does not have complicated procedures to start this kind of a business. And also with regards to legislation, that unlimited liability may encourage the owner to work harder to ensure the success of the business. Remember that liability of sole trader is unlimited. The liability of sole trader is unlimited. So it means that the debts of the business will affect the assets of the owner. There are limited regulatory requirements regarding the name of the business, and it is not compulsory to a financial statement audited. It can be done by choice. And unlimited liability, with the failure, is that the business has unlimited liability. And then personal debts and business debts are one. Personal debts and business debts are one. So it means that the debts of the business will affect the personal assets of the owner. And business comply with relevant municipal regulations, or it could close down. You have to pay rates and taxes from the municipality, because if you find that the business have got lots of debts, the municipality can penalize the owner, and sometimes will lead to close down of a business. And the owner is personally liable for the business debts, which may be reluctant to take. And lastly, business may only qualify for more loans if they are licensed. Loans are not easily obtainable. So these are the success and failure of sole trader. Now let us look at the success or failure of partnership. Success or failure of partnership. Right, and then with regards to partnership, I'm going to start with management. Partners are actively involved in management and may use their ideas of other partners. Remember that with partnership, the business is owned by 2 to 20 people. Therefore, these people combine skills, ability, knowledge, capital, and make the business successful. Now, not all partners need to be actively involved in management, and will rather appoint competent managers so that they run the business on behalf of other partners. And partners have access to expertise of other partners when difficult decisions have to be made. And then when you have to make decisions, then you involve other partners to come and assist in difficult decision making or with regards to complex business problems. So the success of this form of ownership is that partners are actively involved in management and may use the ideas of other partners. And then another thing is that not all partners need to be actively involved in the management. And lastly, partnership has access to expertise of other partners. And failure of partnership with regards to management is that decision making can be time consuming, as all partners have to be in agreement. So the failure is that it's hard or very time consuming to make decision, because you have to wait for all other partners to agree on certain decision in order to make decision. So everyone need to be involved. And some management tasks may be neglected as one partner may leave it to others to complete. You know, in partnership, we share work. And sometimes we might, partners will leave work and thinking that someone will do it and end up making a mess for the business. And partners may disagree on how to run the business, which lead to tension between them. And partners are agents of partnership, and bad management decision may be forced onto other partners. And another failure, the issue of different personalities, opinions, which could lead to conflict and disagreement. That is partnership, because the number is too high. Therefore, that's why these partners comes with different personalities, which could hamper the business negatively. And then taxation. Partnership pay value added tax only on relevant product sold or service rendered, which reduce tax administration. So it's the success of partnership with regards to taxation is that partnership pay VAT only on relevant product sold or service rendered, which reduces tax administration. So this kind of a business, they pay VAT only. And then partnership does not pay income tax. Only partners pay tax in their personal capacity. So the good thing about the success of partnership with regards to tax is that this kind of a form of ownership, it does not pay tax, but partners pay tax in their personal capacity. And failure, high earning partners pay more tax. Remember, the more you earn, the more you pay, which may discourage other partners from joining the partnership. And also partners may withdraw more cash to reduce their tax burden, which may cause cash flow problems for the partnership. And another factor that contributes to the success or failure of partnership is capital. Capital can be carefully spent and managed, and more than one partner contributing to capital. And with regards to failure, partners may not all have capital to put into business when needed. And another failure is that unequal inputs, as some partners put in expertise instead of cash. So it means they don't contribute equally, because other partners can bring anything if they don't have cash, and which leads to problems of unequal inputs. And now, let us pause for a short break. Welcome back. Before the break, we were still busy with the factors that contribute to the success or failure of partnership. And we were still on taxation factor and the success with regards to taxation is that partnership pay VAT only on relevant products sold and service rendered, which reduce tax administration. So partnership pay only value added tax at 15% currently. And the partnership does not pay income tax, and they only pay tax in their personal capacity. So members pay tax in their personal capacity. And the failure is that high earning partners may pay more tax, which may discourage other partners from joining the partnership. And lastly, partners may withdraw more cash to reduce their tax burden, which may cause cash flow problems for the partnership. And another one, capital. Capital can be carefully spent and managed. Sometimes we use the skills of other partners in terms of financial management of the business. That's when capital can be carefully spent. And another success is that more than one partner contributing to capital. So which means can be advantage for the business, because not only one partner contributes the capital for the business, but more than one partner contributes capital for the business. And failure is that partners may not all have capital to put into the business when needed. And unequal inputs, as some partners put expertise instead of cash. So some partners don't put money into the business, but rather put their expertise. And lastly, with regards to partnership is legislation. So the success of partnership with regards to legislation is that it is easy and cheap to establish, as partner must draw a partnership agreement. And partners are more motivated to make a success because of their personal positions are at risk. So they have to work very hard for the success of partnership, because their personal assets are at stake. No regulatory requirements regarding the name of the business. So you can name any name with regards to the business. So there are no regulatory requirements in terms of the name of the business. Only subject to provision of the Income Tax Act as compared to companies. And then the failure is that liability is unlimited, which means that partners are jointly and severely liable for the debts of the business. So if one partner dies or retire, the remaining partners need to draw up a new agreement. And oral agreement between partners can cause conflict between partners. And lastly, with regards to legislation, that partnership is not a legal entity and cannot be sued or sued. It's not a legal entity. Now, let us go to another form of ownership, which is private company. Factors that contribute to the success or failure of private company. With private company, in terms of management is that, and we are doing the success of a private company, managed at least by one competent, highly skilled director. The success of private companies that, in terms of management, is that it is managed by one competent, skilled director. The management of the company can improve since directors are accountable to shareholders. So when you have invested in private company, it's good because the directors of private company are accountable to shareholders. Shareholders can vote for or appoint the most capable directors to manage their company. So shareholders vote for directors. And failure is that directors may not have a direct interest in the company, which can hamper growth and profit maximization. So the director, remember, we're talking about the management of private company. And currently we're doing in terms of failure. And the first failure is that in terms of management is that directors may not have a direct interest in the company and sometimes can hamper the growth and profit maximization. And directors' fees increase in the company's expense, which reduce net profit. Most of the directors are highly paid, and sometimes it reduces net profit. And another failure is that large management structures can result in decision making taking time. And directors may not be motivated to work very hard because shareholders decide on their directors' remuneration. So the shareholders decide on the directors' salaries. And sometimes it can demotivate the directors if the remuneration is not enough. Another factor that contributes to the success or fail of private company is the taxation. A company obtains tax rebates if they are involved in CSI projects. So in terms of tax, if the private company is involved in CSI projects, then the company can get tax rebates. The company can get tax cuts only if they are involved in CSI projects and can obtain government tenders and renew their license if they do not evade tax. So it is very important that private company do pay tax on time and they make sure that they do not evade tax, because they can also receive or obtain government tenders. And failure of private company with regards to taxation is that the private company is subjected to double tax. Shareholders may pay secondary tax, and this can have a negative impact to a company that is already financially struggling. So with regards to tax, the failure is that a private company is subjected to double taxation. And another factor that contributes to the success or failure of private company is capital. And I'm going to start with the success of private company with regards to capital. The first one is that large amount of capital can be raised since there is no limit of the number of shareholders. Large amount of capital can be raised since there is no limit on the number of shareholders. So because there's no limit, the business can be able to raise large amount of capital. And the company can access long-term capital and therefore has a good long-term growth opportunities. Even though shares are not freely transferable, large private companies can raise considerable amount of capital. And more capital can be raised by issuing shares to shareholders. And failure of this kind of form of ownership is that it cannot grow into a very large business since it cannot invite public to buy shares. So the failure is that a private company does not invite public to buy shares, which sometimes limits the growth of the business. Restriction on transferability of shares may not attract financially strong investors. A large amount of capital cannot be obtained as capital contribution is only limited to private shareholders. And another factor that contributes to the success or failure of private companies that is the division of profits. The success of private company with regards to division of profits is that high profits and good returns to shareholders may indicate the success of a company which increases the value of shares. High profits and good returns to shareholders indicate the success of private company, which increase the value of shares. So the more the business make profit, it also increase the value of shares, as shareholders will receive more dividends. And profit generated can be reinvested to expand the business operations. And shareholders receive profits according to the type and number of their shares. So the more the number of shares, the more the dividends. And failures with regards to private company under division of profit is that shareholders may sell their shares when dividends are low, resulting in a drop in share prices. And dividends are not always paid out, which may discourage new investors. Lastly, with regards to private company, is the legislation. And the success of private company with regards to legislation is that procedures to form a private company have been simplified by the new Companies Act, of which the Act 71 of 2008. So procedures have been simplified so that it becomes very smooth and easy to run a private company. And limited liability allow for greater risk taking, which may lead to growth of the business. So liability of private company is limited. When we say liability is limited, it means that the debts of the business does not involve the personal assets of shareholders. And auditing of financial statements, if required, gives shareholders the assurance that the business is being properly managed and supports raising additional finance. And a private company can benefit from government programs if they comply with relevant legislation. So for business to get government tenders, it has to comply with legislation. So it might benefit from the business, I mean from the government. Right, and then failure of private company with regards to legislation, that formation procedure are time consuming, complicated, expensive, as many legal documents need to be prepared or submitted. Also, it means that sometimes formation procedure of private company is time consuming, is complicated and expensive, as many legal documents need to be prepared and submitted. And also high formation establishment expenses require large startup capital. So sometimes for you to start certain private companies, you have to pay large fees. And sometimes it might be problematic for other businesses. And annual audit of financial statements is costly. So the business has to pay annual audit of financial statements. And lastly, if your private company does not comply with legislation, its license may be withdrawn by companies and Intellectual Property Commission, of which is CIPC. So that is another challenge with regards to private company. Right, and then now let us look at the factors that contribute to the success or failure of public company. And we are going to start with management. The success of public company with regards to management. The management, at least, I mean the business can be managed by at least one competent, highly skilled director. So this is the same as private company. It can be managed by one director. And directors have to be skilled and competent. And the management of public company can improve since directors are accountable to shareholders. And shareholders can vote or appoint the most capable directors to manage the company. And with regards to failure of public company in terms of management is that directors may not have a direct interest in the company, which can hamper the growth. Another one is that large management structure can result in decision making taking time. And directors' fee increase the company's expense. And directors may not be motivated to work very hard because shareholders decide on their salary. So this is exactly as private company in terms of management. And the second one is taxation. It is also the same as the private company because if the business is involved in CSI projects, it can also receive tax rebates. and it can also get government tenders. And also a public company is subjected to double taxation. Right, and then the capital. And before we do capital, let us pause for a short break.
Welcome, and thank you very much for tuning in. We're still on the factors that contribute to the success or failure of public campaign. And we are on taxation. And remember that most of the aspects under taxation are the same as that of public, that of private campaign. So, and I said with regards to public company under taxation is that public company can obtain tax rebates if they are involved in CSI project. So it means that the government can cut tax of public company if they do CSI projects. And also can obtain government tenders and renew their license if they do not evade tax. And failure is that public company is subjected to double tax. Like shareholders pay secondary tax. This can have a negative impact on company that is already financially struggling. So yeah, that is tax. And another factor that contributes to the success or failure of a public company is capital. And then with regards to capital is that public company can raise large amount of capital as shares or debentures can be sold to the public or shareholders. So the good thing is that public company can raise large amount of capital as shares or debenture can be sold to the public or shareholders. And another success is that share capital clause in the memorandum of association, in the memorandum of incorporation or MOI, may be changed to issue more shares. And lastly, with regards to the success, is that a public company's shares are listed on the JSE, which give the company exposure to more potential investors. So the good thing about the success is that public company shares are listed on Johannesburg Securities Exchange. So that give the business exposure to more potential investors. So as more people buy shares, the business grow. And under the failures is that growth is limited if sufficient capital cannot be raised. So if the business fail to raise sufficient capital, so it will impact the growth of the business. And then large amount of capital required to start a public company. So the failure is that for you to start a public company, you need large amount of capital. So it means that you must have more investors who can invest in your business so that you have enough capital to start the public company. At the same time, raising extra capital may be difficult if economic climate is unfavorable or share prices change all the time and they may lose value. So during difficult economic climate or unfavorable economic climate or during inflation or recession, so there might be a problem because it would be very difficult for a public company to raise extra capital. So such things develop a negative impact on the business. And also an increase in the number of shares issued may lead to more dividends paid out, less retained income from company profit. Increase in the number of shares issued may lead to more dividends. So it means that if more people bought shares in the business, then the business has to pay out dividends to shareholders. As a result, there is money goes out of the business, and as a result, the business will suffer losses because more money will go out of the business in the form of dividends to shareholders. So that is the failure of public campaign. And another factor that contributes to the success and failure of a public company is that is the division of profit. Division of profit. Now, how the profit is divided in the public company. The first one is that with regards to success, is that high profits and good return to shareholders indicate the success of a company, which increase the value of shares. High profit and good returns to shareholders indicate the success of a company, which increase the value of shares. And at the same time, profits generated can be reinvested to expand the business operations. And also, shareholders receive profits according to the type of number of their shares. And the failure is that shareholders may sell their shares when dividends are low, resulting in drop in share prices. And dividends are not always paid out, which may discourage new investors. And the last one is legislation. Now, the company and its owners or shareholders are separate entities, which may encourage more people to join the company. And also, limited liability allow for greater risks, allow for greater risk taking, which may lead to growth of the business. And another success is that auditing of financial statements gives shareholders the assurance that the business is being properly managed and support raising additional finance. So that is another factor with regards to success, is that business need to be audited. And when business is audited, it means that the business is taking care of their finances, which give the business an opportunity for public to buy shares. And then the failure is that formation procedures are time-consuming, complicated, expensive, as many legal documents need to be prepared or submitted. So there are a lot of formation procedures that needs to be followed and are very time-consuming, complicated, and expensive. But because all public companies are mandated to follow those procedures, so sometimes it gives business many challenges to adhere to those legal procedures or legal formations. And then the issue of annual audit of financial statement, Your Honor, is also costly because all public companies are compelled to have their financial statements audited annually, so to speak. And also high formation or establishment expenses require large startup capital. So for you to start a public company, is very expensive. And also, if a public company does not comply with legislation, its license may be withdrawn by the Company and Intellectual Property Commission. So that is the success or failure of a public company. And then another form of ownership. And I think I'll conclude with this form of ownership, of which is public liability campaign. And so the success and failure of a public personal liability company. Personal liability company. This is the form of ownership that I want us to do in my conclusion. Right, and then we're going to start with the management that is a factor that impacts the success and the failure of a personal liability company. Personal liability company is managed by a competent board of directors who may be experts in their fields. It is managed by a competent board of directors who may be experts in their fields. And quick decisions can be made even if there is only one director. And shareholder can vote or appoint the most capable directors to manage their company. And then the failure of personal liability company in terms of management is that directors may not have a direct interest in the company, which can hamper the growth and the profit maximization. That is management as one of the factors that impact the success or failure of a personal liability company. And another factor is taxation. And at the same time, taxation of a public company is more or less the same as that of private company, because a personal liability company can also obtain tax rebates if they are involved in CSI projects. And it is also subject to double taxation. Can you see that it's one and the same thing? And then another factor that contributes to the success and failure of personal liability company is capital. So capital can be increased by getting more shareholders. So if the business want to obtain more capital, they must make sure that they get more shareholders into the business. And the failure is that it cannot grow into a very large business since it cannot invite the public to buy shares. Just like private company. The only factor that hamper the growth of a public company is that it does not sell shares to public. And then let's go to division of profit. Now, personal liability company, just like private company, high profits and good return to shareholders indicate the success of a company, which increase the value of shares. And profit generated can be reinvested to expand business operations. And with the failure is that shareholders may sell their shares when dividends are low, resulting in a drop in share prices. And another failure is that dividends are not always paid out, which may discourage new investors. And the last one is legislation under personal liability company. And I'll start with the success. The company and its owners are separate entities, which may encourage more people to join the company. So when you say there are separate legal entities, is that the business and shareholders act independently. The debts of the business does not involve the assets of shareholders. And directors are forced by the act to act responsibly and work harder towards the success of the company to protect their personal assets. And with regards to the failure is that lengthy registration requirements may delay the actual operation of the business, and the shareholders can lose unprofitable opportunities. And lastly is that auditing is required only if the personal liability company meets the requisite tests of solvency and liquidity, which lead to extra auditing costs. So these are the factors that contribute to the success and failure of personal liability company. So Grade 12 business studies learners, these forms of ownership are very important. They are tested under business venture. So this is part of business venture under paper 2, and it is extremely important. Thank you very much and good night.
This grade 12 lesson was proudly brought to you by the Department of Education. Working together, we can do more, providing quality education.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.